The following program is sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.
The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow, this is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of Mid-American Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. This is your host, Mark Falter, talking again about income and the importance of deriving income out of your investments. Today, we got a very interesting show in store. You know, one of the things that leads me to put these shows together is kind of what I see during the week when I have several appointments and I see several things consistently happen through the week. I think, you know, I want to put a show together for that. And one thing that I have found here in the last week or several weeks, matter of fact, I've really seen it heavily in the last year with the market being more tumultuous and so forth, is people wanting to go into more safety-type-oriented investments, or advisors listening to investors saying, hey, I want to be more safe, and putting them into more safety-type features. And many of these safety items I found are bond funds. Now, today we're going to talk about the difference between bonds and bond funds. Big, big difference. You know, right on the outset, you'd think, well, how much difference can there be? If I buy a bond, I've got the bond. If I buy a bond fund, I've got many, many bonds. So how much difference can there be? Well, today we're going to talk about that. So if with all this market ups and downs, you've recently invested in bond funds, or you're thinking, you know, I'm getting close to retirement, or I'm in retirement, I can't stand another major dip, I'm going to allocate to bond funds. Before you do that, listen to this show, because it's going to give you some great information on the differences between bonds and bond funds. So here we go. First of all, you've really got to understand the concept of a bond. If you don't get that, you don't understand the benefit of a bond versus a bond fund. Now, of course, the title of our show is the Retirement Income Doctor. It's not really about, and I really want you guys to get this, it's not about how much growth you can get out of a portfolio, it's how much income that portfolio is generating for you. You know, I often use the example when I meet with clients during the week. I say, you know, if you have $500,000 and I were to be generous and give you $2 million for the land, your net worth would go to, you know, $2.5 million. But then I say to you, okay, here's the catch. You can't sell the land and you can't derive any income off it. You're going to think I'm a great guy until it comes time to pay property tax. How are you going to do it? You're going to end up being forced to go into the other $500,000 to develop enough money to pay the property tax. Now, if I tell you, you can derive income by farming it, by selling part of it, now all of a sudden I've really done you a favor. So it's not about just growing those assets, how much you've got, it's how much income can that asset produce. Believe me when I tell you, when you turn 65, or that point in which you retire, it's not about the size of the account, it's about how much income it produces. And I'll give you a case in point. I see people come through my office every week where they've got a tremendous pension. There's a few of them left. School teachers, military, people like that. And they've been able to get by without much, if any, money saved for retirement because they get a constant income. If you have your income coming in every week or every month, month after month, you wouldn't need to work. That's why you work, is for that income. So we're going to talk about bond and bond-type instruments today on the show. Now, talking a little bit about bonds. First of all, you got to understand, a bond is a loan. It's a loan to an organization where you've lent them your money, and for that, they are willing to pay you back an agreed interest rate over a specified period of time, and the income, this is key, the income remains the same. So if you go out and you buy a bond and you put $100,000 in that bond and it's paying a 4% dividend, as long as that bond stays stable, the company stays, you know, stable, and it's an investment grade bond, paying 4%, you're going to get $4,000 a year. So every year, year after year, $4,000. And this is a key. What happens if the price of that bond goes down? And the value of your investment goes from $100,000 to $90,000. Your income remains the same. So in other words, if you put $100,000 in, the value of the bond goes down, you're down to $90,000 due to a 10% correction in the bond price, you're still getting $4,000 a year. Now, bonds and bond-type instruments. What are bond-type instruments? Preferred stock, corporate bonds, real estate investment trusts, things of this nature. There's several things out there that do act like bonds. Basically, they pay income. Now, if you hold on to this bond-type instrument until maturity, you get your initial investment back. So it's very important that you understand that. Now, if you're wondering if you're in a position where you're getting the right type of income out of your portfolio, I'd like to have you do this. Give us a call. We want to put something very useful in your hands that you can get use out of, and that is a book written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. It's called Return on Principle, the 7 core values to help protect your money in good times and bad. Give us a call. For the first 5 callers, we're going to put this free book into your hands, and it will talk to you all about these income-producing vehicles. So give us a call if you're curious about that. Or if you're just unsure whether or not your portfolio is generating enough income, give us a call. We'll put that in your hand. It'll give you a roadmap in which to run on. Now let's talk a little bit about bond-type instruments. Again, we talked about the importance of the income, and the income remains the same. Now, what did your parents teach you about taking interest out of your investments? They told you to take the interest, don't touch the principal. I mean, this is an age-old saying that we've been told, but the problem is when we take our money, we put it in the banks, you can't hardly take just the interest and not touch the principal because it's not paying enough interest. However, if you're getting a 4 to 5% yield on a bond and you've got a couple $100,000 in it and you can make it on $10,000 a year, now a lot of you can't, I know, but the point still remains that your income remains the same. If you take that $10,000 out of that $200,000 investment because it's paying an interest rate of 5%, you've never sold a share. You're only taking the interest. Now, why is that important? Why is it important not to sell shares? Well, let me tell you something. How many of you heard of a thing called dollar cost averaging? Dollar cost averaging. Almost every one of you have heard about it. You invest in the good times and the bad times. When the market's up, when the market's down, you're constantly buying shares. It's a great thing for young people. Dollar cost averaging. Wonderful, wonderful. Works very great. Well, let me tell you something. Dollar cost averaging works. But let me tell you something that you haven't heard a lot about. Matter of fact, you can go onto YouTube. Type this in. You'll see videos on it. It's called reverse dollar cost averaging. Reverse dollar cost averaging means, in a nutshell, that when you take income out of a portfolio, you are selling shares to do it. Let me tell you something. If you are being forced to sell shares out of your portfolio in order to derive an income, it will cannibalize your portfolio. Because here's what happens. Let's just picture something for a minute. You've got 1,000 shares. Each share is valued at $10 a share. You need $100 a month. You go in, you take that $100 out. You sell 10 shares, you're down to $990. Next month, you go in to get $100, valued at $10 a share. You got 990 shares. You sell 10, you're down to $980. Well, next month, you need $100. Well, lo and behold, the market dropped. How many of you think it's a possibility the market could go through another correction like it did in 2008? This is what you hear me talk about week after week. The market dips, you have to sell those shares valued at $5 a share. The market had a 50% drop. You are now have to sell twice as many shares. I often tell the story to people that I meet in my office all the time of an older lady that she was told by her well-meaning advisor back in 1999 that she could take 5% a year out of her account, stock market-based account, every year and not run out of money. Let me tell you what, she went through 1999, 2002, she went through that trend. Then she went from 2007 to 2008, she sold into both of those, and by 2013, she was broke. Why? Because she sold shares. Selling of shares in retirement, you got to hope one thing. You run out of life before you run out of shares. Who in the world wants to go through the fun years of retirement worrying about this? Now, we're going to have to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other benefits of bond-type instruments and a thing called bond elasticity and how that relates to bond funds. So hang in there. And again, before the break, I want to just mention something here real quick. Those of you that are just tuning in, one of the things we want to get in your hands for the first five callers is a book written by a good friend of mine by the name of Dave Scranton called Return on Principle, the seven core values to help you protect your money in good times and bad, how to develop an income from your portfolio. So give us a call at 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. And we'll be sure and put that book in your hands. Or you can check us out on the web at www.retirementincomedoctor.com.
Our team approach to service has helped us earn a reputation for caring about our clients, and we feel truly blessed that they have allowed us to be part of their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Do you have an estate plan? Estate planning is not just for the wealthy. Estate planning is for everyone. Join Mark Falter for a free educational workshop on estate planning Wednesday, January 24th, 6:30 p.m. at the Gladstone Community Center. At the workshop, you'll learn the differences between wills and trusts, the need for an estate plan, how to develop an estate plan, what is probate, and how to avoid it. Learn how new estate tax rules can help you, and learn about per stirpes versus per capita beneficiaries. A free educational estate planning workshop, Wednesday, January 24th, 6:30 p.m. at the Gladstone Community Center. To get registered for this free educational workshop, call 1-800-611-1966. That's toll free, 1-800-611-1966.
Well, welcome back. Right before the break, we talked about bonds and some of the intricate details of bonds, talked about how the income remains the same if you invest $100,000 in a bond or a bond type instrument. The income remains the same. If you put $100,000 in, the bond price drops. Assuming you're getting a 4% dividend, you're still getting $4,000 a year. This is very, very important. We talked about reverse dollar cost averaging, how that will cannibalize a portfolio. A lot of you have heard out there of a thing called dollar cost averaging, but you haven't heard of a thing called reverse dollar cost averaging. It's when you're selling shares in retirement. You're not in an income producing vehicle. it will cannibalize a portfolio. So now we want to get into what happens when that bond or bond type instrument, I'm not only talking about bonds, preferred stock, corporate bonds, real estate investment trusts, things of this nature, income producing items. What happens when the price goes down and you don't need those dividends to live off of? Well, you reinvest those dividends. Well, guess what? Let's say you take $100,000, you put it into a bond. The bond has a 10-year maturity and it's got a 4% interest rate on it. And you're getting $4,000 a year. You don't need that money. You take that $4,000, you reinvest it. And that bond, by the way, drops from $1,000 per share price down to $900. You buy more of that bond. The credit rating on that bond is still good. It just happened to go down some. Well, guess what? You're getting a better return on that $4,000 that you reinvest than you did on the initial $100,000, thus causing the income to increase. So this is one of the magical parts about income producing vehicles. The income remains the same, and even if the item drops in value and you reinvest, it can actually increase your income. Picture this if you would. Picture an investment property. You go out and you put $100,000 into an investment property, and your goal is to get a 6% return on your money. You can wait for the values of real estate to go up, and it go from $100,000 to $106,000, or you can put a renter in there. Now, do you want to depend on the fickleness of the real estate market and hoping it could go up? In fact, it could go down. It could go down to $94,000. Or do you want to depend on the certainty of a lease? Every year you're getting that $6,000 a year. That's the way it is in a bond type instrument. Now, understanding a bond and a bond type instrument, the way they work is you have lent the company your money. They are paying you a fixed interest for a fixed period of time. And at the end of that fixed period of time, there is a maturity and they will pay you back your initial investment. And these are the type of instruments that help you derive an income. We talk about our show being the retirement income doctor. As I said before the break, it's not how much you get in the way of growth. It's how much income is that portfolio deriving for you that's important. So if you're curious, if you're deriving enough income from your portfolio, if you're nervous about the stock market, will the market go back down and take your investments with it? What happens when the market goes down and you have to sell shares? You're getting into a reverse dollar cost averaging situation. If you're concerned about that, give us a call. 1-800-611-1966. And here's what we'll do. For the first five callers, we want to put a book in your hand. A book written by a friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. It's called The Return on Principle. The seven core values to help protect your money in good times and bad. Give us a call. We will put that book in your hand. Again, 800-611-1966. Now, I want to just take a minute before we go off into bond funds and talk about a little thing called bond elasticity. I could go into the explanation of how this works, but basically, here's the bottom line. When an investment-grade bond goes down in price, the dividend remains the same. It actually becomes more attractive. Now, what happens to a common stock when the price goes down? Does it become more attractive? Maybe, if you think it's a good buy, but if it goes down far enough, people get nervous, they want out. When a bond-type instrument, be it a preferred, a corporate, a REIT, or anything of that nature, goes down in value and the income remains the same, it's like being able to go back and buy that investment property we talked about for $100,000 with that $6,000 your renter in it, that would basically pay you 6% per year on your money. Imagine if that property went for $70,000. Now you're getting over an 8% yield on your money. So less money in, the same income out, a better return on your investment. This is why bond type instruments become more attractive as they go down in value in many cases, assuming the credit rating of the company remains the same. Now, I want to talk a little bit about bond funds. I have a passionate dislike for bond funds.
Why do I have a passionate dislike for bond funds? I see so many people come in every week and they have shifted their money from stock funds to bond funds. They've been told by their advisor, well, you need to be more safe. I'm going to shift you from stock funds to bond funds. Well, here's the problem with that. They feel more safe. If you could see me right now, I'm making little quotes right now. They feel more safe. The problem is, are they really that much more safe? Well, let me take a for instance, and I'm looking at, and of course, can't mention their name on the air here. I'm looking at one of the most popular bond funds sold in America today. And if you look at that bond fund in 2007 versus 2008, that bond fund lost 30% of its value. Because you get a scenario, you got to understand, there's a lot of investors in that mutual fund that don't know the difference between a stock fund and a bond fund. And when they get nervous, they want out. They want out of everything. And it's a scenario a little bit going on there of when the tide goes out, all boats go down. They just want out. Also, the fact that these things track the market. You see, you don't have with a bond fund that guaranteed dividend. You don't have that maturity date. If you hang on to a bond long enough, you'll get your money back. You get a guaranteed dividend, even if the price goes down on a bond. If you invest in a bond fund, you lose those things. So it's kind of like when the market goes down, being in a bond fund versus a stock fund, it goes down less, but it still goes down. It's kind of like when a plane goes down, if you got a plane with little holes in its wings versus big holes in its wings, one comes down faster than the other, but at the end of the day, they both come down. Now, if you're concerned about the fact that you've been told by your advisor, invest in bond funds, or you've moved recently to bond funds, and you're concerned, or you're invested in a 401k, and that's all they have available for safety, other than the money market paying a 0.1%, and you want to know how to reallocate that into an actual income-producing vehicle, give us a call. We will put a book in your hand for the first five callers that will teach you how to do this. This book is written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton, and the book you can go online and buy for $25 or give us a call and be sure to make sure you're one of the first five callers. It's called The Return on Principle, the seven core values that help protect your money in good times and bad. Again, our phone number, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or check us out on the internet at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. So we're going to have to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute. So don't touch that dial. Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Doctor. We'll be right back after the break.
By taking into account worst-case scenarios and having a more conservative approach to planning, we have been truly blessed to help hundreds of seniors in the greater Kansas City and Topeka area working towards reaching their goals and values without changing their lifestyles. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org. It's tax time. All right, here we go. Hey, do you feel like your tax person is just entering the data and not really doing any strategizing? Do you feel like your tax person, financial planner, and estate planner should all be on the same page, but aren't? Call MidAmerican Tax Advisory. We're going to do your taxes for just $79.99 every year. No catches, no gotchas. We know our clients' estate planning needs, income needs, and tax needs, and integrate all three under one roof. Again, $79.99. The same price every year, no matter how complicated your return is. Our seasoned pros will be happy to do your return and show you just what your current tax person is missing. Call MidAmerican Tax Advisory at 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. Personal returns only. Must be 55 or older.
Well, this is Mark Falter, the retirement income doctor, coming back at you. And before the break, we talked about a couple of things. We talked about the importance of bonds versus bond funds. We talked about bond elasticity. We talked about reverse dollar cost averaging. The selling of shares as you take income is one of the worst strategies you can take for a portfolio. Reverse dollar cost averaging will basically destroy a portfolio. And we talked about how bond funds, how I have a passionate dislike for bond funds. Why do I have a passionate dislike for bond funds? Because people go in them and think they're safe. But let me tell you, all it's going to give you is a bunch of warm fuzzies. If you're going to invest in that area and you want to develop an income out of your investments, go into bond and bond type instruments, preferred stock, corporate bonds, real estate, things of this nature, real estate investment trusts, things of that nature that develop a consistent and ongoing income. But before the break, we talked just briefly about 401ks. We find a lot of people in 401ks right now. You know, 401ks, good thing. I mean, really, if it wasn't for 401ks, a lot of us wouldn't have invested any money. Well, they're kind of like a one-size-fits-all IRA. Well, they're great when you're young because you can get dollar cost averaging working on your side. But as you get older, you got to understand something. The company develops 401ks basically so they can hire younger employees. They're not built for the 65-year-old that's getting ready to retire. How many of you out there listening to this show today remember people in 1999 or in 2007 that were ready to retire, had almost all of their money in their 401k, and boom, they lost half of it. And then they had to work another 5 or 6 years. Well, reallocating, unfortunately, in many 401ks, you only have the choice of three things. That is stock funds, bond funds, and cash. And you say, Mark, no. I got 54 different investment allocations inside my 401k. I know I got more than those three things. Let me tell you something. If you look at them, they are stock funds, bond funds, and cash. So if you look into that balance fund, it's a combination of stock funds and bond funds. If you look into that lifestyle fund, it's a combination of stock funds and bond funds. And we talked earlier about the danger of bond funds. They make you feel more safe, but in fact, they don't give you the guaranteed dividend of a bond. They don't give you the guaranteed maturity date of a bond where you can turn it in and get your money back. They basically give you a warm fuzzy, making you think you're more safe. Well, I'm going to talk to you about a thing many of you may or may not know. It's a thing called in-service withdrawals. Many of you out there listening that have a 401k and are over 59 and a half have an item called an in-service withdrawal. So if you're looking at your 401k and you see that you've only got bonds, bond funds, stock funds, and cash available, and you look into this and you're like, by golly, he's right. You have a thing called an in-service withdrawal. And here's a thing that it basically came around the time that Enron did their thing. And basically the SEC came in and realized this was not just an Enron problem. This was a multiple company problem. Many of these companies were doing the same thing. And they basically enforced the ERISA rules that were already on the books. And basically, long story short, without going into a lot of detail, in-service withdrawals came out of it. And what is an in-service withdrawal? An in-service withdrawal allows you at the age of 59 and a half to call your 401k provider and move your money out. It is a tax-deferred move, and you can move it into a self-directed IRA. Now, why would you ever want to do this? Well, first of all, you're not taxed on doing it. You have more control. You have more options. You don't only have bond funds to invest in. You can invest in some of these income-type vehicles. Now, if you're curious, if you have in-service withdrawals or you're unsure how to even find out, you know, I would invite you to give us a call. We would like to put a book in your hand that will help you get a roadmap in which to run on, help show you how to basically develop your portfolio to where it can pay more income. And it's a book titled The Return on Principle, The 7 Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, written by Dave Scranton. Now, you're listening just for the first time today and you're thinking, well, that's the catch. We're going to call in. He's going to charge us $40 for a book we can get online for $25. No, for the first 5 callers, we're going to put this book in your hands for free.
free. So give us a call. It's 1-800-611-1966. Again, 1-800-611-1966. Or you can check us out on the internet at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. Now, we're going into our last segment of the show right now. But like I said, I really wanted to talk about something that I've felt very needed to be talked about. So many people I see investing in bond funds feeling a little bit more safe. But I'm going to tell you, if you take these bond funds and you go through Google and you were to go onto Google Finance and you track them through 2008, 1999 through 2002, and you look, you'll see the prices of these bond funds fell 15, 20, 25%. Well, let me ask you something. The stock market fell 50%. You only fell 15. Well, if you got $600,000, who in the world gets excited about a $90,000 loss? So again, it's like a plane with little holes in the wings. Now, just wrapping up here, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. Many of you loyal listeners have heard me talk about this time and time again. Why am I talking about bonds versus bond funds, guaranteed income, the importance of income? Because it's not about the growth you can develop from a portfolio, but the income in which the portfolio produces for you that's important. And in this book that I was talking about, that I'm going to invite for the first five callers to give me a call, we can put it in your hands. It talks about a thing called the historical trends of the market, how the market has been way more predictable than most people think. You know, one of the things you'll hear from many of these mutual fund salespeople, these stock-based salespeople, they will tell you how the market has averaged 8% since inception. They will tell you how the market is always going to come back and has always come back. Well, let me tell you, that 8% is not a real fair number to give a retiree, because that 8% is not evenly divided through all periods. There are two trends. One, where the market will go for usually 20 to 25 years and average about a 1% to 2% gain, gyrating up and down, called a secular bear trend. And then the market will go into about a 10 to 12 year span of time called a bull market. So during these bull markets, it will average around 12 to 15%. But during these secular bear trends, it only averages around 1% to 2%. Now, you could say on average, the market does 8%, but it really depends on which side of the fence you're on. Now, is that important for a 30-year-old? Probably not. How about a 65-year-old getting ready to retire? Well, let me mention this to you. Imagine if I told you my wife and I jog 10 miles a week. You picture us both jogging side by side every single week, every single day. But then I tell you the fact is she jogs 20 miles a week and I sit on the couch. The numbers are still kind of sort of true. The averages are true, but the paradigm shift is different. And that's the way this average works. So that's why it's so important to be out of the stock market right now and into more income producing vehicles. And that's why we call our show the Retirement Income Doctor. Now, we're going to have to wrap it up for this week. But if you're curious, if your portfolio is developing enough income that it can support you in retirement, if you're concerned over the fact that you may have too much in the market, I would love to put an item in your hand that will tell you exactly what to do, give you a roadmap in which to run on, and it is a book called The Return on Principal. Notice it does not say The Return of Principal. Notice it says The Return on Principal. It's not what that principal can grow to, that's important, but how much income you can produce off that principle. The seven core values to help protect your money in good times and bad, written by a good friend of mine by the name of Dave Scranton. We would like for the first five callers to put this book in your hand. Give us a call toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966, or check us out on the internet at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
It's tax time. All right, here we go. Hey, do you feel like your tax person is just entering the data and not really doing any strategizing? Do you feel like your tax person, financial planner, and estate planner should all be on the same page, but aren't? call MidAmerican Tax Advisory. We're going to do your taxes for just $79.99 every year. No catches, no gotchas. We know our clients' estate planning needs, income needs, and tax needs, and integrate all three under one roof. Again, $79.99. The same price every year, no matter how complicated your return is. Our seasoned pros will be happy to do your return and show you just what your current tax person is missing. Call MidAmerican Tax Advisory at 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. Personal returns only. Must be 55 or older.
The loss of a parent is difficult enough, but it can be made worse when grief is compounded by worry and confusion over the prospect of dealing with their financial affairs. That's why we've created a commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist. A recent study from the National Center for Health Statistics suggests that over 30% of retired Americans need assistance in managing their finances and other legal affairs. And of that 30%, over half will make decisions or seek professional advice without their children present. With these startling statistics in mind, we've created a commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist, and we're making it available exclusively to listeners of this radio program. For your free commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. Thanks for listening for another week. This is Mark Falter coming at you once again about a very timely topic. Now, we have done a show on this topic before, but I just feel like it's a good time to do it again. A lot of meetings that I've had recently has brought this up, and I've got a question for you to just start off with this. Hey, if I'm selling a mutual fund, an investment, and it has a 3% per year fee, 3% per year. So if you give me $100,000, it's going to cost you $3,000 a year, $250 a month. If you invest $500,000, it's going to run you $15,000 a year. What is that? About $1,250 a month? Would you buy it? Would you buy it? No. If you're listening to this show, matter of fact, I almost hated to start with that because I'm afraid y'all just turned me off. Would you buy it? No, you wouldn't buy it. Well, today's topic is about something that a lot of you listening right now own, and it has that fee. And you think, I would never buy anything that did that. Well, let me tell you, there's about a 90% chance when you bought it, or were sold it, I should say, because you wouldn't have bought it. You probably sold it. You didn't know. So what the heck are we talking about? We're talking today about variable annuities. To say I don't like them is an understatement. So we're going to talk a little bit about variable annuities today and how they break down, how they're made up. Now, let me just make it very general for you here. If you've got an annuity and you get statements quarterly, there's a very high likelihood you've got a variable annuity. If you look on your statement and you see fees and they are high fees, you've probably got a variable annuity. If you have limited investment options and can't get the money out of the market if you wanted to, you've probably got a variable annuity. If you're looking at your investment and you think, man, I wish I wouldn't have bought this. Man, I didn't know that about it. You've probably got a variable annuity. So we're going to break down these variable annuities. We're going to break them down, how they work, and why the governing bodies, FINRA, Securities Exchange Commission, has spent millions, hours researching, levying fines, chasing agents down on these terrible products. So if you are concerned any of these things that I just mentioned to you apply to your situation, give us a call and we can just take 10 minutes over the phone and decipher whether or not you got one and give you some information that you can go do on your own to get out of these wonderful things if you so choose. Give us a call toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Okay, so let's get off onto these things. Now I want to give you, I like analogies. I do a lot of my work with analogies when I talk to people. Why analogies? Because people get analogies. You start talking numbers, they don't get it. In some cases, now some people do. Let me ask you a quick question. If you went into a car dealership and you said to the dealer, hey, I'd like a car that is safe, good in the snow, and carries a lot of stuff. Can you find me one on the lot here? I'm kind of in a hurry. And he comes up with a two-seater sports car. And you're like, okay, either he's got a whole lot of two-seater sports cars and he wants to unload them, or he's hard of hearing. What part of safe, good in the snow, and carries a lot of stuff do you not understand? Well, he says, now, contraire, this two-seater sports car has got a trailer hitch. The trailer hitch, you can hook a trailer onto this thing and it will carry a lot of stuff. Oh, by the way, the safety factor. This thing's got roll bars. If it rolls, it will last. Good in the snow, it's phenomenal in the snow. Why is it phenomenal in snow? Because it's got an extra set of tires in the trunk, snow tires. So it fits the bill of everything you need. Matter of fact, now here's the downside to it. The dealer's talking to you now. The snow tires, they come at an extra cost, about $300-$400. The trailer hitch, that's about $500. The roll bars, that's about $600. But, you know, it does what you want it to do. Let me ask you a quick question. Did you get a vehicle that was safe, good in the snow, and carries a lot of stuff? Or did you get one that was kind of jury-rigged, overpriced, that was made to look like it did this? Well, you know which one's true. You got the latter. Well, that's what you've got if you've got a variable annuity. All right, let's break them down. Let's talk about what is a variable annuity. I'll tell you what you want to do. Don't take my word for it. You're listening to me. You're saying, hey, this is one guy's opinion. How many guys are there on the radio? Don't take my word for it. Go to FINRA.org, FINRA, FINRA.org, and type in variable annuities, and you tell me. Give me a call, 800-611-1966, and tell me, did you find positive information or negative information? Don't take their word for it. I mean, they're just a government agency. You can't trust them. Go to the big dogs. Go to the Securities Exchange Commission website. Type in variable annuities. And give me a call, 800-611-1966. And let me know, did you come up with positive information from them or negative information? Okay, it's nothing but negative hardly out there on these things. Why do you think that is? This, the government has a problem with them. Because here's what frustrates me. Do you know how many people I've had call us or email us and say, hey, you know what? I got one of these things. And I ask them a question. Did you know there was a mortality and expense cost of 1.25%? What the heck is a mortality and expense cost, they say. Well, let me ask you something. Did you know there was a sub-account fee, a mutual fund charge of over 1%? In the day of no-load funds, when we're talking about 0.3 and 0.5, Vanguard's so popular, you're paying 1%. Did you know there was a rider fee that's in excess of 1%? Did you know when you tally all these up, you're pushing close to 3-4%? No, I didn't know that. Now, you wonder why the government has a problem with that? Because you don't know that, and that's supposed to be disclosed. All right, so let's break these things down, as we said. You know, here's the thing. On this show, you hear me talk about income. It's the name of the show, The Retirement Income Doctor. There's lots of ways that you can plan for income, lots of income vehicles. Well, I call the variable annuity the great imposter. It looks like you're getting a guaranteed income, but it is by no stretch of the imagination the guaranteed income you're looking for. It's guaranteed income that comes at a price. Matter of fact, I'm going to read you a quote. According to the Wall Street Journal's, and they mention a fellow's name here, I don't want to do it on the air. In 2012, the variable annuity was the only class of security which arbitration claims increased with 220 cases filed. 220 cases filed. Now, why would people file these? Because they love it so much? No, because they weren't told how they work. So let's break them down. First of all, here's basically what a variable annuity is. Obviously, it's an annuity. It's got mutual funds in it. It's still invested in the market. And what they'll, in many cases, do with these insurance companies is put on riders that will give you a quote-unquote guaranteed lifetime income benefit. They've got death benefits with them. But again, typically, or not typically, always, they're with an insurance company. And of course, like I said, they still got mutual funds with them. So, you know, that's kind of a long and the short of a variable annuity. But we're going to have to take a break. I realize we're right at the mark. We're going to have to take a break. But hey, if you're concerned, because you've, while you're listening to this, went to FINRA.org, or you went to these some of these websites, and you knew when you got that sold to you, you just had a bad feeling about it, give us a call, toll-free, 800-611-1966, and we will send you some information that will put you on the right path. And one thing I want to mention, you know, we're talking about income here. We're talking about how to develop income. For the first five callers, I want to put a book in your hands. And that book is a book called Return on Principle, the 7 core values to help protect your money in good times and bad. Written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton, this book talks about actual income planning. He talks about it in there, and as opposed to the great imposter, the variable annuity. But if you are one of the first five callers, I'd love to put this book in your hand and give you an actual roadmap to develop income as opposed to think you're developing income. But give us a call again, toll free, 800-611-1966.
Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Do you have an estate plan? Estate planning is not just for the wealthy. Estate planning is for everyone. Join Mark Falter for a free educational workshop on estate planning Tuesday, January 16th or Wednesday, January 24th, 6:30 p.m. at the Gladstone Community Center. At the workshop, you'll learn the differences between wills and trusts, the need for an estate plan, how to develop an estate plan, what is probate, and how to avoid it. Learn how new estate tax rules can help you, and learn about per stirpes versus per capita beneficiaries. A free educational estate planning workshop, Tuesday, January 16th or Wednesday, January 24th, 6:30 p.m. at the Gladstone Community Center. To get registered for this free educational workshop, call 1-800-611-1966. That's toll free, 1-800-611-1966.
All right, well, thanks for hanging on after the break. We're talking today about the great imposter, the imposter that leads you to believe that you're getting income when in fact you're really making the insurance company a lot of money. We're breaking down variable annuities and how they work. Basically, here's the scenario you've got with a variable annuity. The first and foremost problem is you're still in the stock market. There are economists that are talking about the next dip, which, by the way, if you study history, these dips get progressively worse, being in excess of what we had in 2008. So this is the primary problem with these things. You're still stuck in the market. Now, I want to bring out a point here. If you go back in history and research these secular bear trends, the stock market only averages around 2%. Now, guess what? If you'd have put $10,000 in the S&P in 1999 and you'd have pulled out your money today, you'd have thought, wow, I made so much money. From 2009, now I've made so much money. You know how much you made? About 2%. Well, let me ask you a quick question here. If you're only making 2%, but you're paying the insurance company 3 to 4%. How much are you actually making? You wonder why your account's not going anywhere in that variable annuity? That's why. Let me tell you who's making money on that thing is the insurance company. But again, I want to point out the real way to build income is by doing it through income vehicles outside of the variable annuity. And there's a book that I want to put in your hands for the first five callers. Give us a call. It's called The Return on Principle. 7 core values to help protect your money in good times and bad. Now, you got a choice. You could give me a call at 800-611-1966, or you can go to Amazon and you can buy it for $25. Give us a call. We'll put it in your hands for free. What I want to do is I pulled up here on the internet a very commonly marketed variable annuity, and I want to kind of read the prospectus to you. That's what I urge you to do, first of all, is go to the internet and find the prospectus on the one you've got. Now, I'm reading right off of page 4 in this prospectus, and let me tell you what it says. Mortality and expense risk, 0.95. Mortality and expense risk, what is that? That pays for the death benefit. That actually keeps the lights on around the place, so to speak. You got some expensive lights. Administrative charge, 0.15. Income benefit rider charge, 1.5. Subaccount fees, 1.1. In a day when people are flocking to the no-load funds and they're thinking that 0.75 is a high fee, this thing's got 1.1. You know, if you add all that up, you're over 3% in fees. Let me tell you something. Let me put it to you this way. Think about it for a minute. You've got $100,000 in this product. It's costing you north of $3,000 a year, about $3,500 a year to be exact. So you got $500,000 in this product. It's costing you $15,000 a year, actually more than that, probably about $17,000. Now picture this for a minute. You put the money in this product. You're now 70 and a half years old. You've got to pull out a required minimum distribution. So you got to get this RMD out. Guess what you're having to pull out? First year is about 3.7%. Well, imagine this. Imagine if you were pulling a required minimum distribution out of it and someone else were pulling an RMD out of it. The dadgum insurance companies pull more money out than you're pulling out. So again, if you're in a situation where you're concerned about that, give us a call. We would love to put some information in your hands. And our phone number again is 800-611-1966. You know, we've got white papers written up on these things that we can send you free of charge. You know, and we're more than happy to help anybody. You know, I was listening to another radio show, and I heard the fellow say that if you've got $500,000 or more, give us a call. Hey, we're here to help people, not see if you got an account minimum. We'll deal with anybody. Give us a call because I just want to help you. I don't want to see if you've got a minimum account value. Give us a call, toll-free, 800-611-1966. We've also got some other things that I'd love to put in your hands, too. Talking about income, a free Social Security report that can tell you what strategy will work best for you. And I got frustrated this week with two people that came in. You know, they were clients of another firm, and they were both sold these variable annuities. And what really frustrated me about them is I asked them, did you know about these fees? No, we didn't know about that. Did you know you had a surrender charge? Well, they kind of knew that. But the biggest thing that bugged me was when I asked them, did you know that you have risk? You're in the market. That guarantee that you bought into, that 5%, that 6% guarantee, that's not an actual account value guarantee. That's an income guarantee. And to really make that thing work, you got to live to about 80, 85 years old to just get your money back. It's not an account value guarantee. You're still in the stock market. And this is a stock market based person's way of trying to develop income. So again, we appreciate you listening again. But before we leave, I want to tell you the real way to develop income. The book is titled The Return on Principal. 7 core values to help protect your money in good times and bad, written by a very good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. Go to Amazon.com and pay $25. That instant pay thingy, I think you can. You can do that. It'll go right on your credit card. Or you can give us a call. We're going to put it in your hands if you're the first 5 callers. Again, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. If you've got questions, you know, go through your question with you, answer it via email, whatever, or check us out on the web at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. Thanks again for listening. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark,
Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at this same time.
The preceding program was sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.